Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Georgia, folks, the balance of power, it is swinging toward the Democrats, perhaps, but maybe not. It is just too close to call. And at this point, if we look at the results, you have a deadlock pretty much right now when you look at Warnock, and even though some are projecting him to win, and when you look at Purdue's race and how tight that race is, and you think about, again, how close it is, they're pretty much in a dead heat. So David Perdue, the incumbent, the Republican, and John Ossoff went to the where the other Senate race that went to the runoff in Georgia, where people lost their minds. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have spent every single cent practically they had in their piggy bank. But this is so important because of the balance of power. So Perdue and Ossoff are just that tight. I mean, they're depending on the number that you look at, it's 50-50. So 50%, 50%. And there still are more votes to be counted, so not called. In the other race is Raphael Warnock, who many are predicting to be the winner, has a couple of thousand votes ahead of Kelly Loeffler, who is just that shy, like with 49.59%. He's got 50.41%. So that's where that sits. If Warnock wins, but David Perdue wins the other one, then it would be a big pickup for the Democrats, but it wouldn't shift the balance. If both Democrats win, then it does shift to the Democrats, because it would be 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, but the deciding vote would, if there was anything where it came down to that, which you can guarantee there would on some of these bills, that would go to Kamala Harris, who's a Democrat, who is the incoming vice president. But wait, there's more. It has not been confirmed yet, the electoral official ceremony of the opening the envelopes and looking at the official results that would be for Joe Biden in many of the states that push him over the top with the electoral vote. If the president has his way, he says Pence doesn't have to certify it. Pence doesn't have to do what the roll calls for normally. And he didn't say it that way, but he said that he does have the power to overturn the presidential election results. Many are arguing that no, because if you look at the Constitution, he doesn't. The U.S. states have already certified it, and the VP's role on Wednesday as president of the Senate is to open all the certificates in the presence of the House of Representatives and the Senate. So the people for Pence, meaning his aides, when they're being asked about this, say he will follow what the Constitution is. He's not saying much. And the president is saying he would like Pence to fight harder for him. The vice president has, so far, has expressed his support without repeating the president's claims about the election, but he hasn't said anything else that would change that. He did say, "I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities, and I promise you come this Wednesday we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. So there is a plan to have that happen among several of the Republican senators who aren't backing up the election results. So will it be more than the typical ceremony that you would see on C-SPAN and you wouldn't even pay attention to, or will it be high drama? I think on Twitter it's going to be electrifying. Will it be must-see TV? I don't know. I just think he'll read them. I don't think he'll do anything else, but that doesn't mean others won't do something. That doesn't mean others won't do something on the floor. So, yeah. And how about this? The Arizona Supreme Court upheld election challenge dismissal. So they upheld a lower court's decision dismissing that last series of challenges that sought to decertify Joe Biden's victory in the state. The high court ruling is the second time the all-Republican court in Arizona has turned down an appeal of a court loss by backers of President Trump seeking to overturn the results of the election. So in all 8 lawsuits challenging Biden's Arizona win, they've all failed. And it comes right before our divided Congress is set to do that certification of the Biden victory, barring something unforeseen that none of us are aware of, that I don't think will happen. There could be objections, there could be conversation, but I think it's just going to be a reading of what's in the envelopes, unless Mike Pence is teasing everybody and he's got something else that he's going to unfurl when he stands there and does that. But it does seem unlikely, but it doesn't mean that it won't happen. You know, let's put it that way. All right, how about this? This may have flown under your radar because it was a wild day where, again, so much of the attention was focused on Georgia. So important for everybody listening to this show because it's the people who represent you and it's what's happening in the nation, a divided nation. The FBI and the FAA were not so much concerned about that. They were investigating an audio threat broadcast on air traffic control frequencies on Monday that threatened to fly an airplane into the U.S. Capitol to avenge the death of Iranian military leader Soleimani. In the audio, it was a computer-generated voice that said, "We are flying a plane into the Capitol Wednesday. Soleimani will be avenged." So that threat's a year after he was killed by a drone strike approved by the president. Iranian leaders have in the last couple of days said the president himself would be dead within a few days. And is the audio credible? You know, that's what they have to determine. Does it endanger airplane safety? Does it interfere with pilot communications? Pilots were just told to be on alert for any aircraft deviating from their standard flight patterns on Wednesday. So no reason was given in the message for a mention of Wednesday, but I think we know it's that joint session of Congress that's being held to certify the presidential election results. And Iran keeps saying that they are going to avenge Soleimani's death. It might be must-see TV. I'm just saying, C-SPAN might have to be flipped on, and certainly we'll have everything that happens, including the results, of course, and reaction to it in our next show. Meet you on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Numbers in my sleep. Seriously, it is freaky. Sometimes that does happen to me. And I'm dreaming of these election results. Who knows, right? I love the fact that if you went to the drudgereport.com, they have the results are in. Flash, Warnock projected to win. Ossoff projected to win. Now that's projected to win. And so that's a little bit different than saying they definitely won. And in the meantime, there is some other madness that's going on, including, I think, what Wednesday is really going to look like in D.C. You know, there's protests that are planned. There are Donald Trump protesters that are out there. There is some chaos happening in Washington. Somebody sent me a slice of video where punches were thrown, the police are there, some spray was, you know, some of that not tear gas, but like pepper spray was going off, and there was a definite clash in what they now call Black Lives Matters Plaza as the cops were clashing with Trump supporters, you know, trying to rush the line. That happened just a few hours ago. I know you listen to this show at different times, but picture it if you were on the East Coast. It was before midnight, let's put it that way. And I really believe that Wednesday will be chaotic in Washington, definitely. All right, so numbers mean that I'm going to kind of bounce around and give you some interesting numbers, some that might make you smile or go, or feel badly, like I feel awful for the people in Los Angeles, the fact that you could be in an ambulance trying to gasp for air, and normally, under normal circumstances, perhaps you'd be fine and survive after going through some horrendous moments on a ventilator. But now, you're not even getting that chance. If it looks like you're half dead, I'm not kidding about this, then this is what's happened. The order is, don't bring them here, they're going to die. So what do they do with the bodies then? Somebody dies in the ambulance? And knowing the way that I know people who have to scramble in that position and how tough it can be, that's not a great call to have to make, that decision. Is it shallow breathing? Does it look like they're at the end? How are they looking? I mean, there is no room at hospitals. And it's the ones that could possibly survive. So if there is even a possibility of helping them, that you have to make the call if you're that EMT as to whether this is a life that is worth saving because we can save them. Speaking of that, not anything to do with COVID, but Dr. Dre, I mean, music of Dr. Dre, if you know any Dr. Dre music, I do. And he posted a message thanking everyone for their love and support, saying thanks to my family, friends, and others for their interest and well wishes. I'm doing great, getting excellent care for my medical team. I'll be out of the hospital and back home soon. Shout out to the great professionals at Cedars. He's there. So is Larry King. Larry King is there for COVID, but he's there for a brain aneurysm. Never good, obviously, but they obviously caught it, and as he said, his doctors are taking good care of him. And the timing is rough. He's in the middle of a contentious divorce with his estranged wife. She apparently wants $2 million in a month in temporary spousal support and $5 million for attorney fees, but he says he's been paying all of her expenses, so the $2 million demand was outlandish. There was supposed to be a hearing in L.A. on the issues. Obviously, he can't attend, so that probably gets delayed. He's worth $800 million. $800 million. He's not playing the lottery. Why would he play the lottery? He doesn't have to play the lottery. I was thinking about this, like, when I heard he had a brain aneurysm, because you never know how that's going to go. What is my favorite Dre song? Some of them I can't say because we have to bleep the word. I mean, that's just a couple of them. But I would go maybe even old school in the mid-90s, No Diggity. Or I might say that I like, and some of you are like, who? What? What are you talking about? And others are like, all right. So she likes a little rap here and there. I might say Kush. I might say, talking to my diary. Look him up. He definitely has had an impact on the music scene, on the rap world, and he's been a steady hand. He might not have started out that way, but now he's been a steady hand with the what would be now the younger generation, because he's 55. All right, other numbers worth mentioning here, and I think, this number is always big. When can we travel again? And especially for people who like cruising, and I've met more people that like cruising and are trying to convince me that a cruise would be such a fun thing to do. I don't know. To me, it seems like you're trapped on a floating petri dish of who knows what. But new cruise ships, there's optimism, are set to launch in 2021. The Carnival Mardi Gras, the Odyssey of the Seas. So the pandemic has caused lots of delays for the cruise industry, certainly. With new ships under construction, pushed back for months, all that kind of stuff, the new cruise ships for 2021 are some favorites that were due to come out in 2020, and they're expected to be able to hit the waves in 2021, and when is, I guess, the big question. Would you want to take a cruise right now? I'll tell you which one looks good, a smaller boat. So there's a smaller boat called The Retreat, 2,910 passengers on this one. It's like, it looks like you could throw it in your tub. Maybe that's too scary, because you see some of them that are ginormous. And it's got the whole schmeal, right? The dining bar, the rooftop garden, the lounges, the restaurants. See, the problem with the cruise is I think I would gain 10 pounds, maybe more. And they say that that's what happens. People go and it's just an eat fest. You're just eating constantly, because why not? You're cruising and you're out there and you have no responsibilities, and except the food tastes good. So, hey, there's a pancake bar that's open at night at 3 a.m. Let's go there. Let's have some more food. All right, other numbers. This is a sad number, warning, which is why I gave you the lighter story about cruises, I guess. You could consider it lighter. This is sad, but a man drowned on Sunday at a California beach while he was trying to save his two kids who are missing and presumed dead. So they're still searching for a 4-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. This was in a place I actually know. I lived in California for a while. I didn't live here, but I know this area. Let's just say I've been there a couple times. And it's Blind Beach in Sonoma County. So, you know, the waves can be wicked tough there. I don't know if that's what happened. But the mother of the family said she and her family were near the water's edge or partway in the water when this is what happens. When a wave knocked them over and the kids got swept in, so the father went to go get them, managed to grab the son, but they were swept out then, and then the mom was knocked out, you know, and she was able to get out barely, probably turning around looking and not thinking that that's what happened, but that is what happened. You know, and think about this. We're in the pandemic, so you're in this lockdown situation. You have young kids. Feel like, you know what, this would be, let's just go to the beach. Let's just go on the beach for a little while, and we're not going too deep. It should be fine. But that's what you don't understand when you see that surf and those surf conditions, especially in that area. The dive team can't search even because it's too dangerous for the divers. So they're waiting until they get a break from that. But what a sad story in the midst of all this stuff that is happening. Awful, awful, sad, depressing story to hear that, you know, he did what he could do, and unfortunately it didn't end well for that family and the poor mother after all of that. By the way, we're going to talk about this maybe next week. Why is Jeopardy so hard? I wanted to see the tail end of Jeopardy because Alex Trebek, who died a couple of months ago, I guess now it was more than that, November, from stage 4 pancreatic cancer. This is his last week of shows that he taped, so I decided it'd be fun to watch. Man, those questions. Where do they get those questions? Where?
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, as about 10% of the state's counties still have vote counts to report. Some of the larger counties will complete their counting tomorrow morning. Currently, Senator David Perdue holds a slim lead over John Ossoff, while Reverend Raphael Warnock leads Senator Kelly Loeffler by about 30,000 votes, with more than 4.3 million votes cast in each race. Georgia Voting System Implementation Manager Gabriel Sterling says that the runoff election has been run very smoothly.
The election itself, it was a very smooth election. You know, we had a couple of things here and there with Columbia County with their issues the first thing in the morning, but in general, it was a very smooth election. We didn't have any issues. The election night reporting has gone relatively smoothly, so we feel like the counties are kind of getting in the groove despite the fact we know they're all exhausted.
This is USA Radio News. Congress will adjourn a joint session Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that vote count continues to grow. On Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
The leader of the group of objecting senators, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, will reportedly issue a challenge to Arizona's slate of electors. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's no secret I am a huge fan of poetry. Jay Reynolds has such a great collection of poems. In fact, it's called Poems from the Deep. And it's a pleasure to welcome him to this version of Author's Corner. Jay, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. Good morning or afternoon.
Yeah, it could be any time of day, really. That's the beauty of what we do.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, poetry, what attracted you to poetry in the first place?
Well, that's the interesting question about the whole thing. I go back into my day youth, and there used to be a time when I would write some limerick and rhyme and that and everything, but it was for fun. But what brought me to poetry this time is just kind of an awakening, I guess, of the gifting that I had that I never really utilized. There was an incident that took place in my life, and I was journaling it, and all of a sudden I kind of found myself writing in it as more of a poet than poem than anything. So I took it out and sat down and kind of worked with it, and I figured, okay, well, that was fun. But what happened was, all of a sudden, at various times over a period of about a year and a half, I would wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning or so, and I'd have this thought in my head, and I would take just put it into my iPad, but it was like as soon as I hit the return key, the poem just came. It just started to flow. I would sit there and I would write for about an hour or so. So I did not make a conscious choice to write poetry. It wasn't there. I mean, I didn't even have any particular reason to consider the fact that I would write a book or anything. But this just kept going, and I just kept logging them and filing them. And then basically I have a number of friends that I kind of bounce some of the poems off of, and they were the ones who kind of said, well, why don't you go for it? You know, just go ahead and look at the possibility of publishing or whatever, you know, because that was the furthest thing from my mind at the time. So I got to the place where I just looked at it and said, okay, I don't want to ever look back and say, what if? So I went ahead and went forward with it. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you take a manuscript and you send it in, and I'm sure you well know that, you know, you're kind of expecting the letter of rejection and all that. And then you can kind of say, okay, fine, that was it. But that's not what happened. They accepted it, and it started to move forward, and you know, what can I say? And this is where we are today. It's a work that, well, everyone tells me I can be proud of, and I look at it and say, yeah, this is something I can hold in my hand and simply say, hey, I did this.
Yep. Yeah. I love that. I love that lesson. And for everybody listening, is to take that leap. And you took that leap big time. So you talk about these poems coming to you, writing them down. Boom, you get it out there. You find there's interest. That's exciting. And when you look back on them, and there's, what, 27 of them, do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, I do. It happens to be the one that's just labeled Meadow. And that particular one, that one and the one that is titled I Walk Alone, basically are the two that would, I would say, were very much into remembering my wife. So yeah, the meadow is probably the greatest one or the most important one to me.
Yeah, and how does that for you in remembering your wife with the kind of relationship you had? Does that make you feel good that there's something out there that's a testament to that?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. No question about it. I mean, it's something that I even go back and read reasonably often. I have portions of it memorized and everything, but you know, I like to just sit and read it because it's still something that actually still happens. So, and when I say it still happens, is you know, it's when I go walk into the meadow within my head. So. Yeah, it's a type of a thing. Yes, it's definitely a testament to her and the life that we had together. And there's a couple of others in there that could probably lean that direction also, but these are probably the two most predominant ones.
And you can get the book, so tell everybody, on Amazon, Jay Reynolds. The book is called Poems from the Deep. What do you hope people take away from reading them, reading your book?
Well, the idea was that the deep is that place within us that in many cases, you know, people deal with emotions differently. Some express them very openly and others have a tendency to do what I say, and that is put them down into the deep. It's a place where they get locked up and, you know, never more to be seen. Broken dreams and things like that can get put down there too. And the idea that's come out of a lot of what I've done is that the reader to take a walk down through and back into the deep and and let some of the emotions that are there, and it's not all of them, there's no question about that, but there are some emotions that we put down there that if we allow that emotion to do the work on us, it changes us. And generally speaking, I can say, you know, in my case, I know that the changes have been a positive thing. So broken dreams can be down there. And I found that over the years, that sometimes we have a tendency to have a dream and we start to move out and it doesn't work. And we'll stick it down there and just say, okay, that's gone. But dreams sometimes that we have of things that we want to do are basically are, we have to wait for the right time, I guess is the best way to say it.
Sometimes right, so we, instead of tossing them, wait for the right time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we go down and we look at them now, and when they first came out, we either got in a rush and it didn't work or whatever, and now you go back and look at them, and it may be a few years later, but all of a sudden you look at it and say, you know, this will work now. I can recover this dream and move forward with it. And the thing I found that it obviously is age makes no difference. It doesn't really matter how old we are. Matter of fact, I would never expect at this point in time in my life to be doing what I'm doing and writing books. You know, it just never crossed my mind in any way. So.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can call yourself a poet, but you in your career, you were an electronics engineer. So you're
yeah.
right, and you worked in aerospace and with commercial companies. And imagine some of those people meeting you, and you've got this great poetry, and they realize, wow, is this the same guy?
Yeah, the same guy. Well, there, I will tell you one short story. We were back in the days, I was working with a company, and we had one of our groups that we dealt with was in London. And this is back in the days before internet, and we were on teletype machines. And I used to have to communicate with them, you know, via teletype and that. And they had their operators over there, and we got to know each other back and forth. And in fact, it just came around that I remembered it here not so long ago was the fact that there were times when I would actually start putting the teletypes in poetry or in prose, in rhyme. And, you know, we had an awesome relationship going that way. And that went for a few years. But like I say, none of that ever, you know, I did it and it was just something for fun. So,
yeah, and who knew? And then look what it turns into. Well, it's been a delight speaking with you, and I'm sure you have whetted the appetite of many who have listened to this. So, Poems from the Deep, Jay Reynolds, thank you so much.
Yeah, then let me just inject one thing. Yeah, you can get it from Amazon, but you can also go to pageturner.com, and they can have a link to it there. And then just in the last few days, the website jreynoldsbooks.com kind of introduces me and it introduces the book and everything, but it's also got links there to go to Page Turner and all of that. So there's any number of ways that people can actually find it. My understanding is now it's starting to move out into some of the local bookstores. I don't have names of who those are, but people can kind of look around.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
It's,
all roads lead to Jay. All roads lead to Jay. I like it. Jay Reynolds, thanks.
And thank you.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S., with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Think back to your first day of school. Billy Riatt is going to join us, and she's written a book called Wizzy Willow's First Day at School. And, in fact, we're going to go to Surrey, England, in this version of Author's Corner to talk to her. But I really, as you're listening to us, just think for a moment, remembering the first day of school. I was so excited. I went to school in New York City, and I just remember I was probably a little nervous, but I was so excited to be in school. And my very first day of school, they handed me a triangle because I think they were trying to relax us with music, so I got to play the triangle. Only they put me on the stage and I dropped it.
Oh no.
So Billy understands this, and she and I were talking off the air about her first day of school in Yorkshire. So Billy, thank you so much for joining us. And it is interesting to think back in your mind what you can remember of being in school the very first time and how everything is so new and you're meeting so many other kids and people that you don't know, and it really is like a little obstacle course, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember because I was only small then, still small now, haven't changed. And it was really scary because everything's so big and you're so little and everybody's so, it's so scary seeing different children.
Yeah. So, you know, we go from your younger days and my younger days of going to school to growing up and being in the IT world and then deciding, you know what, I'm going to have a change of career. And you become a teacher's assistant, which is a really important job, certainly in Surrey where you live and in the school where you are. What drove you to decide, hey, I want to be a teacher's assistant?
Well, yeah, I was helping my children to learn, and then I thought, you know, I can do this because I improved my kids immensely because I think when my son was at school, he wasn't doing that well. And I thought, I can do this. And then I thought, you know, I can make a difference to children. and I decided to take the next step.
And so being around children, I think, probably influenced you in deciding, wow, I want to write a book. And you come up with the best title ever, Wizzy Willow's First Day at School. And anybody listening, the first thing they're going to think is, what is Wizzy Willow? Tell us about Wizzy Willow and how you came up with the story.
Well, Wizzy Willow is a tree boy who's going to go to mainstream school with other mainstream children. And he's a bit worried and anxious, to be fair. And he's in for a pleasant surprise, hopefully.
Ah, so anxious. And, you know, you and I talked about, you know, Wizzy Willow being the tree and what we can learn from trees. There is something magical about trees, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, because we rely on nature, and he is nature, isn't he, because he's a tree. But when he goes to school, he will see another tree, which is a teacher, Mr. Oak.
Yeah, and there is something about that, and we don't want to give away the story, but the story is designed certainly to help kids for their first day at school and beginning in school and what that's like. What do you hope kids and ultimately parents and others, aunts, uncles, whoever would buy the book and maybe read it to the kids, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
Hopefully they will learn that, you know, every child has anxiety, but we all look different, but we all have the same problems, but we can resolve them, and we can all can be friends regardless of what we look like.
Yeah. And you know, this book is so well written, and just I think it cuts across all those anxieties and everything that you just said. I can only imagine there's more books than you do. Is there more books coming down the road?
Well, hopefully I would like to do another one when he meets his crazy uncle. he's crazy, to be fair.
Wizzy Willow's crazy uncle. I love that. So always we look to our own peers as, hey, what did you think of my book? What did your friends think when you decided to write a book? What was their reaction to it actually coming out?
Sorry, they were shocked because I normally don't say too much when I talk to my friends, but when they said, really? And it was like, oh my goodness. And then I sort of slowly showed them the book. They were very impressed, actually. They were very supportive, what can I say?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see the next version, what happens next with Wizzy Willow. I love that you're looking to the friendship thing because that really is kind of the next step. There's no question about that. And you can get this book, of course, on Amazon, Billy Riot, or as the children call her, Riot. They call you Riot, don't they?
Yes, they do because they can't always remember my name. Strange enough, they can't pronounce it because they're still quite young. But it is funny and it keeps them entertained.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us from Surrey, England.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Katie.
What a delight to talk to Billy in Surrey, England, and moving from that here at the tail end of the show, spending a couple of minutes on what I call hitting the headers, some of the big things that we've been talking about, and on the day, certainly, the Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake in August is not going to be criminally charged. The Kenosha County District Attorney, Michael Gravely, announced that on Tuesday. So neither the officer who fired the shots, Officer Sheski, or any of the others are going to be charged. There was a news conference, and you can imagine the decision, he said, was based on evidence that could not be seen on cell phone video of the incident, which shows him shooting Blake as he got into a car with his children inside. I think you know the story. He was shot in the back, left paralyzed, and of course that video sparked protest, vandalism, arson, was shared all over social media. So again, the big story there is no charges. If you have any thoughts on that, fair or foul, it's up for the next couple of days. Let me know. Go to Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. In the meantime, more and more events are being canceled because of COVID-19, or re-racked anyway, and California has been hit so hard that there is no way the Grammys were going to be scheduled on time, so they've shifted the Grammys to March 14th because they're in California, so not taking any chances. The music industry hears the rumbles of what's going on and also moves what is really their biggest party of the year. And wouldn't we all like to be able to say we're going to the biggest party of the year? So I think that was a very smart decision to do that for sure. Meantime, the president has a couple of weeks in office until he leaves, obviously, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I say obviously, but crowds of his supporters gathered a day before some of those planned rallies and protests to attract people to the nation's capital and to support him. So supporters are convening in D.C. this week, contesting what they're calling a rigged election, despite a lack of evidence of widespread voter fraud. And that evidence is the back-and-forth tug-of-war that so many are contending. So on this show, so you know, we, of course, have talked about it and solicited from you, which we have amazing listeners who are so active when it comes to email. And pretty much here on this show, it's not a surprise to me, it's split. We had 60% who thought it was rigged, and 40% who thought it wasn't rigged. So I guess that's a little bit more for the rigged people that chimed in. And in the interest of fairness, to tell you how many people and how many emails I got over the course of the last 6 weeks, it was 80 emails specifically on the subject of, okay, so what happens next and how do you contest and here's my two cents and different versions of that. So I'll be curious what that crowd looks like. The crowd is right now pretty small and powerful, carrying flags, American flags and don't tread on me flags and, you know, that kind of stuff. But definitely very, very visible rather in Washington, D.C. All right. I'll tell you what's interesting to me is the class of the next class, the class of 2021, easy for me to say, 2021 in the NFL. Just a quick NFL note here, because I also got a couple of emails about this, and what did I think of Peyton Manning making the list? Well, of course Peyton Manning's going to make the list as a finalist for the Hall of Fame. So Manning, Woodson, there's 15 finalists, and then it's always about who's ultimately gets in. I mean, I can't imagine that Peyton Manning is not going to be there with his Super Bowls and his records and all of that. But this past August event was canceled because of COVID-19 restrictions. It probably looks pretty good, fingers crossed, that this one will take place. So there were 33, you know, you think of all of the 15 who were put up for the Hall of Fame, 33 Pro Bowl appearances. So how about that? And some others, I'll just throw them out quickly, that are on the list. Zach Thomas, linebacker Zach Thomas, wide receiver Reggie Wayne also on the list, Tony Boselli, tackle on the list, Rondé Barber on the list when you think of great corners, so there you go. On that note, with the champions or possible getting into the Hall of Fame, folks, we're going to bounce out of here. Remember, make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.